This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Happy Chinese New Year. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprises a la carte Tuesday. And just to line up with some of the things that we're going to see here on Enterprise today at 1 o'clock in Tech Talk, IT outsourcing to do or not to do. And in her vantage, we'll be speaking to golfer Jody Ewart's shout off at 1:30. But in the meantime, of course, it's a la carte Tuesday. We're talking about food. Now, when we think of cafes, too often the words minimalistic or hipster would come to mind. The Prep Room, on the other hand, is a cafe that's far from common with the charm and character the founders established for it to be. So it's held by the founders of Penang's Coffee Elements, Amazaki, Shuib, who's here with us today, To Kwan Ling and To Peng Chung. And the Prep Room's repertoire is far-reaching. So welcome and congratulations on, being with us. Happy Chinese New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy Chinese New Year to you too. Very excited to be here.
one half anyway. So tell. So this is Prep Room, which was started in November 2015.
Yeah.
What's the personality of the Prep Room?
The personality, I guess, we have a lot of personal touch there. The reason being is, like most of the decoration items, I made it myself. All the drawings, like I put it on the ceiling.
Oh, this is all and completely DIY.
Completely DIY, need to be cost effective. And at the same time, of course, it serves another function as well, other than being like arts on the wall, it will absorb the sound as well, so it reduces the echo.
Okay.
So, of course, the personality that we try to bring to the customers is, friendly customer service, basically. We are quite casual to the customers. And so far they love it. Okay. So I'm glad.
So what are the specialties there?
Specialties, I would say Thai spaghetti, because I was in Bangkok for 3 years. I worked there, so one of my favorite food there is Pak Kim Hoa Tale. It's the seafood Thai spaghetti. So I thought if I go back to Malaysia, where am I going to find it?
DIY.
Then decided to learn how to make the sauces and all. So after learn the recipe from the master, brought it over and we serve it to the customers. And other than that, of course, I wouldn't say specialty. Like most of the things, we try to do it ourselves. Because, as I mentioned to you before. The whole theme of the Prep Room and Coffee Elements is basically affordability. And to offer something affordable to the customers, that means, we need to cut off, things from the third party, right? So we need to make it ourselves. Because if we get it from other people, then we sell it to you, we need to hike up the price to cover the cost.
And the things that you make yourself?
Like our sausages, okay? Then our sauces as well for the food. Then, for the drinks, like, for example, the caramel and toffee sauce. The chocolate sauce also, we melt it ourselves for your mocha or chocolate drinks.
Breads.
Bread, yeah. Our homemade bread. Ciabatta as well. Then on the ciabatta, we put the poppy seed. So, even like simple thing as bread also, if we make it ourselves, it can save us a lot of money.
Okay.
So we don't need to, put it in a very high pricing to the customers.
So that's where you feel that, in a way, that's your unique selling proposition, affordability. And affordability is because you do a lot of things yourself.
Yeah, I think affordability is very important, because I feel in F&B, the most important is returning customers. And of course, if we talk about returning customers, I mean, if I put my feet into customer shoes, of course, it's not just about affordability. The food needs to be good as well. If not good, at least decent, right? Service needs to be good. So there are many factors. But for us, one of it is, of course, we take affordability into account as well.
How was the year of the monkey 2016 for you in terms of the Prep Room?
It was challenging. Prep Room now is 1 year, 3 months. So we are 15 months old. So in F&B, it's considered very young.
Okay.
Coffee Elements been around for 3 years. So when we first started, if I talk about Coffee Elements, when we first started, it was a struggle. Coffee Elements in Penang, situated in Falim, is basically an old neighbourhood part of Penang. So like I mentioned to you before, when we went there, there wasn't any big chains or whatsoever. So we thought like, oh, okay, maybe this is a good chance to go there. So after we went there and we opened up, you know, then, you know, the business was quiet. Then we're like, oh, maybe that's why they are, they are not here, you know. What are we thinking? But nevertheless, we persevere lah. But of course, you know, persevere is not enough. We do other things as well. Try to improve our food. Basically, try to improve our food. Because you know, I wasn't from a family background.
Mm.
I was from banking, but I went into F&B with the main idea of serving coffee because I love coffee,
mm-hmm.
right? So I thought like, okay lah, we open a cafe, sell coffee and sell like dessert, and that should be alright,
mm.
right? It was a very naive thinking. Okay, so buka dekat Penang, okay lah, should be okay lah. Sell coffee and somehow our coffee very affordable mah, right? For Penang people, they love it. Then it didn't happen that way.
Mm.
Yeah, so we need to think of a way on you know how to get out from the mess.
Right.
So from there we started to have food.
Okay.
So we do our own R&D on food. Okay. Since we are in this location, in Falim Penang. Of course, we are not going to serve local food because there are local foods like everywhere. And
it'll be much better.
And there's no way we can beat them. So, you know, we focus on, you know, the Western style. Like we have our pastas, chicken with cream or honey mustard, our fish and chips and all that. But of course, at affordable prices, you know. So we did our own R&D.
Okay.
Then you know, after we have the food, business was slightly better. Okay, for Coffee Elements. Then I think after the 12 or 13 months, then it's more stable lah, basically. Mm. And for the prep room,
so Coffee Elements have been around for
3 years.
So and then of course, what made you decide to open one in KL?
Balik kampung. Okay. I'm from Ampang. So I was there for about 1.5 years to set up the team there, set up the business there, set up the concept and everything. Because you know it's all R&D. Even like the interior design, semua pun I buat. We cannot afford, you know, a designer to do it for us because you know this business is basically from our saving.
Mm.
There's no bank loan or whatsoever. So you know if this business down the drain, then yeah, you know what am I going to do? Okay. You see, so every cent counts. Mm. So that's why, like, if you go to the prep room, you know, all the artwork I do, even the frame, right?
Uh-huh.
I go to Kelang Papan, buy the papan and do my own frame. So you know that sort of thing.
Okay.
But anyway, to answer your question, I was there for 1.5 years. Came back to KL, you know, this is my hometown, my family is here, and Penang also, business was so stable already, so, you know.
Is there a difference doing business in Penang and doing business in KL?
Difference? In terms of...
I don't know, tell me.
In terms of customers, not really. Because when I mentioned to my friends or our KL customers that we have cafe, you know, in Penang, especially in Falim, those Penang nights that know Falim, you know, but they don't stay in Falim. It's like, wow, Falim people can spend now, you know,
okay.
You know, because the general generalization is Penang people camps up, but I disagree lah, you know,
okay.
That's because they come to our cafe
because it's affordable.
Yeah, because it's affordable. So. For KL, I think there's not much difference lah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I mean, KL and Penang people, both of them, you know, they love to eat.
Okay. It's a Malaysian thing.
I think for KL people, so you know, they are looking for something affordable as well.
Mm.
I feel affordable is important because you know we need returning customers.
Right, and I guess deciding on the location in KL, we'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Akmal Zaki Shuib from the Prep Room. You're listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise BFM 89.9. Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise. Happy Chinese New Year. I'm here with Akmal Zaki Shuib from the Prep Room. They're located in Hartamas here, and Akmal was just sharing a little bit about Coffee Elements, which he started with his partners out in Penang. And of course, now the Prep Room has been around for 15 months.
Yeah? Yes,
and, you know,
right.
you chose Hartamas. Why, you know, how long was that process? Why Hartamas?
I think it took me about half a year to find a suitable location. I think for me the most important is the rental. Because in KL basically when I look around, right, those that are in the decent location, I don't need to say popular like Bangsa whatsoever, like a decent location, maybe like a TTDI, etc. The rental about like 10,000. Or the cheapest maybe like 9, okay, like super cheap, like 8.5 lah. Okay, so this rental is quite high lah in my view, you know, because in F&B, other than the overhead, you know, the rental pressure is a serious matter, because it's something that you pay fixed every month. So those like 10,000 over or plus minus, we had to get it out from the lease. Okay, so for 6 months, we are out of luck. So like one day, my wife drove by at the Sri Hartamas and saw the banner. So we thought of give the landlady a call, and then she said, "Oh, this the pricing." Okay, which I thought like it was less than 10K,
right?
Less than 8K. So for us, it's something like very affordable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, of course, you know, the price is like that because of you know, there's not much human traffic and whatnot. Mm. But you know, you have a give and take lah. You know, there's no something like a perfect world or whatsoever. It's a decent place. So that's why we choose Sri Hartamas. Mm. Same thing as Penang as well. When we open in Fali, you know, everybody will open in Georgetown because that's where the tourists are. But to think about it, lucky we are not there. You know, there are so many cafes.
Yes.
It's very competitive. The rental is not cheap as well. And you know, if tourists are not around, then what are you going to do?
So far, your concept of build it and they will come has worked, lah. Has worked for you.
Penang, yes.
Okay.
For KL, it's still, you know, work in process.
Still work in process.
Yeah, because building customer base, it really takes time.
And it's, you know, we just, because this place used to be the Saffron restaurant,
yes,
right?
Correct.
And I used to go there as well. And I like that part. And I guess people who've been in KL for a long time knows that part of Hartamas, where it's easy to park.
Yes.
Because I don't like the other part of Hartamas. It's difficult to park. And so I guess the kind of people that would turn up, is it busy in the daytime or busy in the nighttime?
For us, it's more on the daytime. Of course, we try to work on our nighttime crowd as well.
It's just as easy to park in the daytime?
Yeah, by the side. You know, not in front of the shop lots, because it's going to be full of cars anyway. But by the side, it's still available.
Right. And the night crowd a bit quieter.
Night crowd a bit quieter. So that's why we came out with our own dinner menu as well. You know, we have steak and lamb chop for the customers also at affordable prices.
Oh, how much are your steaks?
Our steaks about 40.
Okay.
Yeah. How many gram? About 200, 150.
And so, and there are no chefs, there are cooks.
We don't have chef and cook. The reason being is because most of the recipes we develop ourselves. So there's no. At the moment, there's no reason for us to employ a chef, lah. So because like all the foods and drinks, you know, we'll be teaching to our staff. So we have like cooks and kitchen hands.
Mm.
And of course, you know, if we employ a chef, you know, it'd be very costly for us. Okay, so you know, I learn whatever I cook from the book or from the internet
from
my mother-in-law. You know, because my mother-in-law, you know, she's in KL now, helping us to take care of our little baby. Uh-huh. You know, so when she's around, I'll make a point at least paling teguk lah, at least one time in 2 weeks. You know, I ask her to teach me local cuisine.
Mm.
So you know, we have those in our set lunch. So like gulai pajeri nanasa, you know, ayam bo is the chili bo. You got cinta manis, cinta putih.
Mm.
Then her style is more on the nyonya style. Gulai tumis, kepala ikan.
So when you go to the prep room, it is a combination of local and Western.
Local and Western. It's at least for the prep room, local and Western. That's why I think when I open in KL, at least when I observe, you know, if I just have Western food, you know, it's not that easy to attract customers, because in the end, customers would like to have some local food as well. I mean, on the hindsight, of course, when we open F&B, you know, at least for me, I'm not speaking for anyone else, you know. Initially, we had the ideal, like I shared with you earlier, right? When we open Coffee Elements, because I love coffee, oh, we are just going to serve coffee, and that's about it, because I love coffee so much. Then we can make it with coffee. But the hard truth is, it's not like that.
Okay, coming from the banking industry, right, and doing this without any prior experience, what have been some of the toughest learning experiences for you?
In banking?
No. in setting up an F&B restaurant.
Toughest learning experience?
Oh, many, many tough learning experiences.
Yeah, there are many, many tough. So
Give me five.
I was trying to recall back, but I guess it wasn't like tough because I worked before for 8 years, and you know, when you work in the
corporate
environment, you know, you've been through a lot of things as well from the client side or even from your boss, and of course, you know, you work late nights and even during the weekends, you know. So coming to F&B is just a different set of challenges, but you know, it's the same thing. Okay, I mean, you can say I'm my own boss, but now customers are my boss.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's okay. It's all right.
You know, when you said that, you know, one, you're able to keep costs down because you do a lot of things yourself, from the food to the decor and all that. Do you feel that that's a wise thing to do, in the sense that, you know, maybe people say, oh, I can outsource this and then use that time to do something else?
Depends. If you have a lot of money, then why not?
Okay.
Right? Let's say you have a lot of funds, you know, to splurge on, get the best interior designer, architect or whatever. I see why not, you know. But if you are on a tight budget like me, you know, mana boleh buat all this? It's impossible, okay? Because we only have that much cash, you know. We don't borrow money from bank, because I work in bank, so I know how it works. When I was in banking, I was in debt restructuring.
Okay.
I was the along, you know. So I seen like a lot of cases. So I was thinking like, okay, man, if I, you know, one fine day, if I happen to open, you know, I just make sure that I have the cash.
Right.
Just use cash, right? No cash, jangan buka business. Easy as that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the philosophy coming from debt restructuring.
Yes.
So, okay. And I guess in terms of marketing the place, is really much, very much word of mouth?
Yeah, very much word of mouth. Taking back, like, for example, like in Coffee Elements as well, you know, it took us about 1.5 years to 2 years to build the customer base. It's fire word of mouth. Same thing as well in at the prep room. We have regulars now, a lot of regulars, but it's just that, you know, the regular base, we wish we expand more. But it's a good thing to see the regular, because if you see the regular, that means, you know, at least they like your food. You know, they think the prices are right, they like your customer service, then they will bring over, you know, their friends or their family. I used to spend money on the social platform. For small entrepreneur like me, if you spend on social platform, probably it take like 500 or 1,000 ringgit. If you engage marketing firms, you know, they came to our cafe before and show us our package and all that. It's not really cheap, at least for me lah. Alright, so that's why we rely on word of mouth. I don't spend money anymore on the social media, because, like, for example, 500 ringgit, right, you can spend on social media, whatsoever, to do posting, or let's say 1,000 I don't know who see the post or who click it, you know.
Right.
It could be not be your target customers
in the first place. Okay.
Yeah, so rather than that, the 1,000 ringgit or 500, I might as well use it as a voucher for customers.
Mm. Okay.
Better that way.
Your return on investments and, you know, and how fast, you know, you get to getting back your money. We'll discuss that in just a moment after the Bursa update. I'm here with Ahmad Zaki Shrib, the founder of The Prep Room. You're listening to A La Carte Tuesday and Enterprise, BFM 89.9. And you're still listening to A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise. This is Frida Liu, and I'm here with Akmal, okay, full name again, Akmal Zaki Shrib from the
Hello.
Prep Room. And I know we're talking about, of course, your businesses. You've got Coffee Elements in Penang, in the Prep Room here, you know, in KL, which started about 15 months ago. And in terms of the finances and all that, you know, have you gotten your return on investment for both of these ventures?
No freaking idea. Yeah.
So this is being managed by the wife.
Because I think it's a good partnership because for me, I think I see myself on more on the creative side.
Okay.
And my wife is the smart one. Okay. She's a ACCA grad.
Okay.
Okay. So her accounts, her finances are tip top. So all the financial matters, kasih kat dia.
Alright.
Okay. So for me, you know, I just ask. This month okay.
Okay.
If she say okay, all right, that's fine. That's enough for me.
So you got the woman controlling the finances.
Yes,
That's perfect.
Because
exactly.
You can't have partners. Let's say you have like example you have three partners. If Sumer Creative, you know, who's going to handle the tax return and all that? We are going to die,
right?
So at the same time, let's say if you just have like three accountants all in the same company. Also, you'll be in deep trouble.
So what does the other partner do? He takes care of Penang?
He's more on the operation side. Lah.
Okay. But yeah. He's based in Penang?
Yeah, he's based in Penang.
So there's the two of you here?
Yes.
Okay. So in terms of, just back to your restaurant, in terms of doing the food and all that, the ingredients are not difficult to source and all that?
Not difficult to source, no. We are for us, at least, we are more worried on the cost of the materials. So you know, like for example, like our smoked salmon is imported smoked salmon, you know. So and what else, our whipped cream also imported. So these imported things, you know, we try to replace them with the local ingredients lah. Yeah, cheaper, more affordable alternative.
Okay. Yeah,
but at the moment we are still using them.
Okay, yeah. So affordability is the key word for you.
It's the key word. But certain things, we can't run away from imported things. Like, for example, like the beef, right? I don't know why if we use local beef, we can't get the flavor. You know?
Right.
Like, even like for our steak. Of our minced beef. So those had to be imported, unfortunately.
The grass is different.
I have no idea. But other ingredient we use local.
So as much as possible. And I guess in terms of 2017, the year of the rooster, the focus will be just getting this place up and running. Are we looking in expansion in any way?
No lah,
catering,
expansion.
No, catering.
We got time catering. No time for catering because why? The team is very lean.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, full timer, we have three. Okay. In front of the house, on the floor, we have two. All right. And then including me. So including me lah. Okay, I also working there.
You also in and out, right?
I also in and out. You know, I'll be in the kitchen,
washing
dishes or cook. You know, if outside is very busy, then I need to run out. Okay, to serve customers, or make coffee for the customers as a barista. So it's very tight.
An important element, I guess, would be that you are also able to cook.
Yeah, that's very important. Of course, I feel. At least in F&B, if you open yourself, you know, and you are in a constrained budget lah, you know, you can't simply get a chef whatsoever. What if the chef run away, you know, and you don't know how to cook to save your life, to save your business basically. And you don't know the recipe or whatsoever. So I think it would be foolish lah if someone open F&B and they don't know how to cook. Unless you have a lot of money and okay lah, chef run away, I just get another one, it's no big deal. So that would be a different story. But let's say if you are in a tight budget like me, You have to know your stuff.
Yeah. So and so 2017 is just making the focus, or just making sure that you get a prep room up and running.
Yeah, and just to stabilize the prep room, you know, try to expand more on the customer base. So that's the main priority, lah. Yeah. Other than that, like the human resource, I think, you know, every year is the same problem. So, nothing much to talk about that.
Okay. So all the best for the year of the Rooster 2017.
Thank you so much.
And I've been speaking to Akmal Zaki Shuib from the Prep Room. It's in Hartamas. Check it out.
Please do.
This is A La Carte Tuesday on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.